Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. New year, same two dudes.
Happy New Year.
And what's up?
Happy New Year. We're going to do big things in 2023. Already hyped. Covino and Rich live in Los Angeles. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. CNR on FSR. Let's go!
Hey, Spot!
Hey!
Hey, Ramos!
Hola, Happy New Year!
Hey, Danny G, welcome back, buddy!
Yay!
Danny G is here, Brian Finley's here, you're here, we appreciate you. Let's be rocking out, let's do this.
All right. Things that made you go, we'll get to that in a second. I'm the guy that was waiting all night and morning for the NFL to be like, what's week 18 going to look like? All the games are now set except for one. They're waiting on the time for the Bengals game next week because they don't know if it's going to mean anything, depending on tonight. But hey, if you're just joining us, USC just lost in the last second to Tulane. Did you see that, everybody?
Everybody here at Fox Sports Radio watching intently. Iowa Sam losing it. That's fun. That makes it fun to be here when you see everyone getting all fired up about it. So hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed all your games this weekend. Hope you enjoyed your new year. You're traveling. I had no issues traveling back, thank goodness. Traveling back from the East Coast back to the mean streets of L.A. So happy to be here.
Meant nothing to us here on the West Coast, but for all the friends of ours and listeners on the East Coast, did anyone else find it completely inconvenient that one of the college playoff games ended at exactly midnight?
Dude, so it was 11:58 on the East Coast.
You were on the East Coast. You were back in Jersey. You're back now.
It was 11:58 p.m., and my brother has the Ohio State game on. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I'm like, yo, the Rockin' Eve is about to count down. I think there's like 13 seconds left on the clock.
Put on the Seacrest.
I'm like, you gotta look, I don't want to watch Seacrest either, but you gotta put on the countdown. We're gonna miss the game then, yo. Yeah, so it came down to the back and forth, and it was like, what the hell? But I don't feel like I missed anything when it came to the Rockin' Eve, but I did watch the countdown, and then I did see what happened. But
you're a rockin' dude. I thought you would like that.
You're the most rockin' guy.
New Year's rockin' Steve. Here I am.
I can only imagine that. Are you sure it wasn't a rockin' E from the 80s? Because Duran performed.
Yeah, Simon Le Bon was there. New Edition. Yeah, it definitely felt like something from the 80s.
It's every new artist like, yeah, no thanks.
And that's how you
feels
know,
like it, right?
Yeah, I guess. And that's how you know you're getting old. But I'm in denial.
I mean, I don't think anyone's like really pumped about Duran. I mean, I am hungry like the wolf from time to time. Rio, The Reflex, great songs.
I mean, if you really want to know, I think every dude should have their greatest hits somewhere in their collection.
Yeah,
from back in
but
the
I
day.
Mean, should Duran be the 22, 23, breaking the new year?
I mean,
with an old ass Simon Le Bon?
Nobody wants to give up their night. Maybe it doesn't do a whole lot. It's not like the Super Bowl where album sales go through the roof when you perform. So,
yeah,
maybe they just sit it out. But anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed your college football.
I did feel bad for the kicker on Ohio State because no one else on planet Earth, other short of dying, did anyone else have a worse first 10 seconds of the new year? Like, his new year started worse than anyone. Again, short of tragedy, short of, you know, someone getting shot or, you know, run off the road.
We've already lost a lot of people in the past week.
I mean,
Barbara Walters,
the Pope,
Pele. Pate, was that? Yeah, but still.
All last year.
How about Pele? Was Pele last year?
Last year. Pele was like a week ago.
Legendary soccer player we lost. How about the Pope? Was that last year or this year?
It was all last year, Covino.
Really? How about Keenan Cahill, the YouTube viral sensation?
Last year.
It was all last year? Okay, so hey, starting off good. Let's go.
But talk about the worst first 5 seconds. Like, Spot, you showed us a video earlier this morning where they synced up the ball dropping to Ohio State missing the field goal.
That's
and
great.
It is like 3, 2, 1, simultaneously with like the kick. The kid had the worst first 5 seconds of the year. Again, short of someone tragically dying, the kid is definitely like, could he get a mulligan on 2023? And it wasn't even close, right? It was like he shanked it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even a good one. So hope your weekend was better than that. Hope you had a New York football Giants, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions sort of weekend. Hope you're firing up for your Monday night football.
Fired up? Oh, I think you said frying up.
You got to clean your ears out. It's a new year.
So I thought you already
Bills
ate bad enough.
At Bengals. So lots to talk to. And, of course, lots of great football, which leads us to something we do every Monday. Your observations in the NFL. Or in life, hey, hit us up. Things that made you go,
Let's go, baby!
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go,
Any observation you made, watching your football, being lazy, eating leftovers, just lounging around, lamping, watching your NFL, what were your takeaways? Let us know. 877-99 on Fox, or you can hit us up at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis.
I mean, I intently watched every game. I really did. I was in a zone. My wife, one of the reasons I love her, by the way, she goes, today was amazing. She goes, the kids were playing with their Christmas toys. They were all their little setups. They were playing all their little games. And we laid on the couch for what felt like 10 hours and did nothing but watch football and eat like leftovers.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was fantastic. I feel like yesterday was a great day. A great New Year's Day. Everyone in chill mode. A full day of football. And I have a lot of things that made me go, Now, I could just go through each game because each game had some type of significance.
Let's hear it.
Bears at Lions. Again, the Bears always get beat up, but they got these moments of, wow, Justin Fields is amazing. He's like a highlight reel. Can you guys think, Ramos, Danny G, can you think of the last time there was a highlight reel type of guy on an awful team like this? This guy's ripping off 60-yard runs, flip passes, doing everything. Meanwhile, they're getting beat bad every week. It's been a minute, right? Since you can remember a guy that was so good on a bad team.
The Lions, 41. The Bears, 10. Lions looking strong, but definitely make you go,
Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder, are they dangerous or are they just a first round elimination?
But you could say that, man, they've had nothing but great momentum this whole second half.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe you're just judging them on their first half.
Well, hold tight on the Lions because they need help, and we'll talk about what's needed for week 18. I'll ask Danny G, who's an AFC West fan, being that he's a Raiders dude. Are the Chiefs playing oddly close this year to teams they used to blow out? Like, the Chiefs are very well in the position for a one seed. In fact, tonight, if Cincinnati beats Buffalo, the Chiefs are the one seed.
Yeah.
But are they not dominating the Mahomes-Kelsey way of old? I feel like they're sneaking by teams, and there's more turnovers than usual. Like, the Chiefs are great. Don't get me wrong. They're a top-tier team, but they're not convincingly beating bad teams.
It's a little sloppier than usual for them, and also their defense doesn't have the takeaways that they've had the past few seasons.
Yeah, the Chiefs, to me, Like, look at the last few weeks. Yeah, they beat the Seahawks 2 weeks ago, 24-10. Wasn't that awesome? They beat the Broncos twice in the last month. Not by a lot. They beat the Texans in overtime. The Bengals beat them. They beat the Rams, again, in a non-convincing game. I think the Chiefs are just not convincing me that they're...
I'm with you. You know, I was doing a lot of traveling back to the West Side for the holidays. You look at the scoreboard, you see the Chiefs only beat the Broncos by 3 points, 27-24. It did make you say immediately, huh, are they not as good as they used to be?
And the
I thought
game,
the same thing.
Dude, how do you, and they're 13-3, so how do you even like argue a team that's 13-3? But most of that game...
Too close.
Most of that
it.
Game, you know, Denver was winning it at many points of that game. Into the fourth quarter. What's up, Ramos?
I never understand, like, how... Where do we get to the point of, now, like, wins aren't good enough? Like,
no, I agree. They're 13-3, which is why I said that.
It's
but,
like, oh, you won, but I don't know. It's like, no, do you won?
I like.
I'll tell you why. I think it's a defining sort of...
Bad wins? Is that what we call those?
No, or? But I think it's a reputation definer. It's like the Dallas Cowboys. It's like, these games are too close. You know, it looks like they're going to lose. They're barely pulling ahead. They're not beating. Clobbering is the word we like to use. They're not clobbering the teams you think they're going to clobber.
You know what it is, Ramos? It's historically, we're used to a couple teams being...
Dominant?
Dominant. A Tom Brady, Belichick team. A Peyton Manning team that in the 2000s may have like steamrolled everyone in the AFC.
Plus, you put a lot of hype on Mahomes and Kelce, and you just think they're that great.
Yeah, like, remember the years in the 90s where it was like, whoever won the NFC Championship, the Cowboys, Packers, or Niners would end up winning the Super Bowl because they were just steamrolling people. I think the Chiefs could very well go on and win the Super Bowl, but they're not beating people by like 20 or 30. They're not putting up those huge numbers.
Speaking of former champs, how about Tom Brady's Buccaneers and a must win, pulling it out? Seems like Tom Brady and Evans finally clicking and playing pretty dominant. Win over the Panthers 30-24, but three major tutties.
You know what it looked like to me?
And I use this term facetiously. Three major tutties. We're going to talk about major tutty in a few minutes.
Major tutty.
Three long passes to Evans. So to see them on a good path at the right time, I think, speaks volumes. That made me say, like, hey, yeah, if they play like this,
not,
exactly. If they can play like
anyone.
This, then, yeah, but it's just...
It's illusions.
Wishful thinking, you're right.
No, Tom Brady, I mean, it's sort of cool that it's a possibility that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers somehow find
Tom Brady,
their way into the postseason.
432 yards, three tutties. Evans with a big day, 207 receiving yards, 10
day.
Receptions.
Career type of day.
Yeah.
But... Did you not realize that it didn't it appear to you as though it was the same play three times? Like they just couldn't. It was like,
I have to be honest, Rich. When I saw the highlights, I thought I was watching the same highlight again.
I'm
I felt like an old guy.
Right, deep.
I felt like John Sterling.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. It was the same play.
All right.
I felt like, yeah, I did. I'm like, wait, is this happening again? Or am I watching the replay?
No, it was. He caught Evans on the same route, and it's almost like three times they got caught on the same route. So, yeah, it was cool to see the... You know, to be honest,
I'm glad.
Made
me say, though. It made me say, hey, you know what? Tom Brady took a lot of heat this year, but if he could still play like that, they can make it happen. And by the way, took a lot of heat this weekend when it comes to those pictures of his son. If we have time, we'll talk about that. Some pictures went viral between Brady and his 13, right? 13-year-old son. And I don't know why people are so divided on it. If we do have time, we'll discuss it.
Oh,
it's him showing affection to his kid. The same old deal as last time.
Well, we'll get to that. Let's see. Let's go to the next game. You know, sorry, New England. I'm not that I'm down on the Patriots. I just feel like we've had enough of the Patriots over the last 20 years of our life. And knowing that the Patriots team that's 8-8 is not going to really make noise in the playoffs. Wouldn't you rather see a more exciting team get in there? Like a Dolphins. Jets are out of it now. Steelers is a long shot just to see. Like, the Patriots, to me, is the boring answer.
Speaking of Brady, and you bring up the Dolphins, I heard Colin Cowherd this weekend talking about don't count out that possibility in the future.
Makes sense.
Does that make you say,
little bit.
Make you say, when you're saying it should be a team like the Dolphins, because you know they got the weapons, right? You know they got the pieces and the parts and the potential. when you see what Brady was capable of this weekend, and he's right there in Florida, does it make you say, 877-99 on Fox.
We'll go to your phone calls and feedback. We'll start right now. But if I'm saying right now, let's just say Kansas City or Buffalo's the 2 seed, right? One of them will likely be the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 seed plays the 7 seed. So Buffalo or Kansas City, think of your premium teams in the AFC. If they had to play a wild card game, because the 2 seed has to play in the wild card, wouldn't you rather see Casey or Buffalo play Miami with Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Mostert and Mike McDaniels,
weapons,
his offense?
Don't you think
that's a little more exciting than Bill Belichick's, like, tough defensive, boring mood? Like, the average person can't name more than 5 players on that boring-ass New England team.
Unless, of course, you're a New England fan. It's like, yeah, we've seen this, and it's boring, and we've seen it 1,000 times over. So it's definitely more fun for someone else, for another team, for some young stars.
Any other big observations? We'll take your phone calls, your feedback. Giants rolled over the Colts. The Giants are a playoff team. I think they're the least dangerous NFC team in the playoffs, maybe other than the Tampa Bay Bucks, who clinched their division.
When you see Daniel Jones scrambling and getting some yardage, and you see his wheels, does it make you say, does it make you say, maybe he's better than we think he is, and he doesn't get enough credit because there's so many studs in the young studs in the NFL right now that maybe he's not that bad?
Well, no one thought the Giants were going to be anything this year, so I think they're already exceeding expectations, right?
I think they had like a 15% chance, according to the experts and writers, like a 15% chance of making the playoffs, something along those lines. So for them to be in this position, that makes you say, you were way wrong. Way wrong about the Giants.
I'm going to give you one, and then we'll take some feedback, phone calls. At Covino and Rich on Twitter, Instagram. How do you guys feel about the Eagles dropping a few in a row now? If you're the Eagles fans, should you be slightly concerned that Jalen Hurts is still not back in the starting lineup? And it looks like he'll go week 18, but if they lose to the Giants, which isn't crazy. I mean, the Giants are locked in, so you might argue the Giants aren't going to play at full strength, but you don't think the Giants want to play spoiler to their division rival?
I would say, yeah. I think that. What makes me say, is there was a lot of speculation on not whether Jalen Hurts was a great quarterback or not, but whether or not anybody could just step in there and be great with that team. Right? Hey, throw Minshew in there. They'll be just as good. So I think it makes you say, maybe Jalen Hurts really is that difference maker.
Sometimes the lack of someone's presence proves they're worth more than them actually being there.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, we're not seeing the Minshew mania running wild like we thought we would.
On the flip side, you see Minshew go in there for Jalen Hurts, and you're like, oh, man. Maybe Jalen Hurts is way better than we're all giving him credit for. And then on the flip of that,
it might do more wonders for his MVP candidacy. It's like, hey, without him, they couldn't even win.
On the flip, Danny G, Derek Carr's worst nightmare came true. Stidham looked like a guy that could very well take over this team.
Dude, what an insane game yesterday.
A lot of swag, Danny G. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, it looked like he had a lot of confidence. Like, and that's what a team like your Raiders needs, like someone to get them fired up.
Well, before the show, I was telling you guys about how it was World War III between my brother and cousin and I on the Raider chat in our phones.
But like, seriously.
Serious.
Yeah.
Like, my older brother, big Carr supporter. He hates McDaniels. How could the team do this to him? It's not his fault. And we heard a lot of that last week.
Yeah.
But I argued with him. I was like, I gave him pushback. I said, here's the deal. Carr has the worst QB rating in the entire league in the red zone. The most fumbles, the most interceptions. He's obviously had a hard transition with McDaniel's offensive system. And I said it on Ben Maller's Fifth Hour podcast on Friday when Ben was asking me about Stidham. I said he is very comfortable in McDaniel's system for obvious reasons, and he can spin the ball. And you saw that yesterday. And then the biggest factor for McDaniels and the Raiders moving forward, he can extend plays, make plays out of the pocket. You saw him rolling out and throwing some darts. And for whatever, and using his legs, and Carr, ever since his broken leg, doesn't scramble much and is kind of scared to get hit. And that is the biggest difference between Carr and Stidham. You got one younger guy with super confidence and is willing to stick his neck out, and then Carr, who plays a little bit scared.
Yep. Yeah.
And you saw that.
You get to see two star quarterbacks on their come up in that game.
The poise and confidence oozing out of both of those quarterbacks was pretty cool to see yesterday.
Agreed.
And then something that I thought was interesting is Devontae Adams, who said, "I came here to be a Raider because of Derek Carr." One of his best games, 7 receptions, 153 yards,
that one
two
catch.
Touchdowns.
I know.
And it's like, maybe this guy likes Devontae Adams, so it's like, maybe I won't go. Maybe this guy actually, you know, is for me. So that's another kind of little twist in that whole thing.
Without a doubt. All right, your feedback, your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich, it's a Monday. Things that make you go, we got more next from the TireRack.com studio. And since 1979, you know they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. They're just a phone call or click away. Websites packed with information, advice and tools to make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide.
Answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Hankook Ventus tire, the all-season Optimo lineup, and the off-road capable Hankook DynaPro light truck and SUV tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office.
Tire installation on your terms. Game changer.
Telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you got to check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means.
Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for the Duran Duran, Ramos. You got it on Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio, Monday, January 2nd. Can you believe that?
And a shout out to Roberto Duran since we're talking sports. But who really cares about seeing Duran Duran? You know what? I don't want to be that guy. I like Duran Duran, but you would think a newer artist would be bringing you into the New Year's, right? They performed this weekend along with New Edition, and I saw Sierra. Mrs. Unlimited performing too throughout the night. Anyway, happy new year from our Fox Sports Radio family to yours. Had a fun week last week. We filled in for Dan Patrick. Hope you enjoyed that. If you missed any of our shows, please catch it on the podcast. 3 hours of awesome for 3 days. We did the Dan Patrick hat trick last week. So if you missed it, again, subscribe to our podcast for free. And remember, while you're there, 5-star review, leave a boom. Nice review, and boom, you qualify for our bribery balls. In fact, next hour, we're going to give away our very first CNR bribery ball.
It's
going to be an awesome football giveaway to start off the new year. A little thanks from us to you. But right now, going over week 17, things that made you go,
A couple things. Let me go rapid fire on a few things. Things that made me go, week 17, as I paid very close attention. And by that, I told you I didn't leave my couch for 10 hours. And I just laid there. It was so nice.
It is nice.
Got a big...
That's called lamping.
I got a tall... Not tall, tall, the opposite. I got a venti iced coffee and literally sat there laying down, did not move the whole day. It was fantastic.
I thought the venti iced coffee was supposed to, you know, get you up.
Otherwise, I would have fell asleep. I was that comfortable. Russell Wilson... Fair to say he had moments where it's like, all right, maybe there's something left in the tank. A decent game. I know we should be setting the expectation way higher for Russ, but they played close with the Chiefs, and I thought there were moments
you
where...
You got to put it here. It's a business, right? He's not paid to keep it close. He's
paid to win. I get it, but it's the Chiefs.
But that's why the criticism's there.
Yeah. Now, Ramos, not to put your personal business out there, but I saw it on social media. You went to a game with your son, which I thought was great.
Yes, I went to the Rams-Chargers game yesterday.
Give us the review of the Southern California battle of the Chargers-Rams. Is there a distinct fan base differential here or what?
It was interesting. I was asking the question about that. It seemed like a little bit more Chargers-esque yesterday. It was their home game. I don't know if that meant anything more than
that. Yeah, I guess ticket holders would get the priority and stuff.
Yeah.
But was there a vibe of like a lot of excitement? Because neither team really was playing for much yesterday.
No, it's quite interesting. I've not been to a lot of NFL games, but it was like almost like in between the game, there's just a lot of stuff going on. Like people screaming, like guys trying to get you going, like everybody up, you know? It's like they're throwing things onto the field, like or onto the fans, like shirts, and just trying to, they're doing contests.
They're really trying to hype up a week 17, yes. No one cares type of game.
Maybe they do it every game. I don't know. I don't go to the games every week, but it was just very, very like playground-esque stuff, just trying to get the fans into it. Like, everybody make
some noise.
You know
what they need to do? You know what they need to really do to get everybody fired up? Give away some bribery balls.
That's
how you get people going,
I should have brought one yesterday. Start throwing it out. Just like, here you go.
Yeah. Covino, back in our club days, remember there would always be that one guy who would get on the microphone way too much during the club night?
Hello, you're looking at him. Rich Davis.
That was not me.
He was a pop, MC.
My brother was one of those guys.
Yeah, but Rich was a radio guy. He wasn't your like, typical MC.
Didn't let any of the transitions breathe. Didn't let any of the good verses breathe. Talking over lyrics.
Yeah.
That's how SoFi is, especially at Rams games. Whose house? Yeah. And then it's the other fans there chanting their team's name. And it's constant. I think I saw it on Twitter. Somebody counted the MC at a Rams home game shouted, "Whose house?" like 210 times during the game.
You know what it would be
like? I would want to shoot myself with a nail gun.
It would be like, I guess maybe me then in the 2000s. All you got to do is pick up a mic at a club night and be like, "Who's getting effed up tonight?" And everyone cheers. Where are the ladies at?
Where are the ladies at? All the girls, wave your hands.
Yeah. Where are the single ladies at?
Clown out that city, too.
Yeah. All the ugly people, be quiet.
There's the go-tos, right? Who's getting effed up tonight? Where are the single ladies at? And then you go, where are the guys that want those single ladies? You know, like, so you're saying SoFi pulls out the lame club tricks?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a Rams game, so I don't know. It wasn't a Rams game. It was the Chargers. But the guy, I guess, imagine his his when he went into to get that job had to be just like, hey everybody, how's it going? I love it. Hey, he had to be so over the top. It must have been obnoxious.
If you like the Rams, make some noise.
No, but you know, things that make you go, a game you thought you would have cared about in the beginning of the season, you sort of didn't, right?
Well,
the Chargers over the Rams convincingly 31-10.
How about this? Have we seen the last of Carson Wentz? He had his chance. He had his chance to win out with the Washington Commanders and secure probably his job, right? And he blew it. He played terrible. Carson Wentz just, it might be done for him in the NFL.
Well, that leads me to something that made me say, because they asked Ron Rivera about Sam Howell. But in this conversation, Ron Rivera didn't know about his team being eliminated. That made me say, take a listen.
If you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
Yeah, if the Packers beat the Vikings, you guys are eliminated.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, so Ron Rivera not knowing that if the Packers beat the Vikings would eliminate the Commanders, to me, is so unacceptable.
It's like Donovan McNabb not realizing a tie happens in the NFL, right?
Look, dude, it's one thing if I'm terrible at that. All these moving parts, they confuse me sometimes, right? I'm a bozo on the radio. Mm-hmm. This guy is the coach of the team. The only explanation for me that makes any sense at all is like he's so focused on the task at hand and winning that he's not worried about anyone else. All he thinks about and knows that is that we got to win this game. Otherwise, that is just so bonkers.
No, you have to have awareness like that,
right?
Because everyone.
So then, doesn't that make you say
no? Because if every fan of the Washington Commanders knew that if we went out, we're in the playoffs. But if we can't lose, because if we lose, then Green Bay. If fans knew that, how does Ron Rivera not know that? That's like when
and if you don't know that, like, do you change your approach? Like, they lost 24-10. Would he have done something a little different knowing that they had to win?
No,
or do you play every game to win?
Play every game
the
to
whole
win.
Thing confuses me. It's like, how as the coach do you even like let on? Hey, let me tell you, I do a radio show on Fox Sports Radio. Every once in a while someone will say something, I'm like, I didn't know that, but I'm not gonna advertise that. Yeah. Right? This guy's the coach of the team. And he lets on like that he didn't know. Like, to me, that's just a bozo. Like moment.
If you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
Yeah, if the Packers beat the Vikings, you guys are eliminated.
Well, we'll see.
Like, he couldn't have processed this out in his brain without letting the world know that he didn't know.
Was there like a sense of like over the top sarcasm that we're not reading?
There's a possibility, but that's not how everybody's receiving this.
Well, listen to Ron Rivera. It might be a sense of like, this is after the loss, right?
Yes.
So this might be an aggravation. Like, oh, you don't say, we're eliminated. Like, listen again and listen from the perspective of if Ron Rivera is like aggravated.
I think
like,
you're making a point, Rich, but I'm telling you that's
not how it's interpreted.
Exactly.
But if
you guys are eliminated today by what happens at 4 o'clock, is Sam Howell in consideration?
We can be eliminated.
We could be eliminated, like you don't say. You J.O. for asking me that.
If you're going to mess around like that, you got to make it very clear that you know what's going on.
Yeah, but hey, you know, in the past, we're always surprised by an athlete not knowing the rules. Remember in the NFL, it's happened before
where the coach.
Guys don't know there's ties. Or there's always, every couple of years, there's a wide receiver that falls, doesn't realize that in the NFL, because in college, the minute you're down, you don't need to be down by contact. It's happened multiple times where a guy falls and gets up and leaves the ball there, and it's a turnover.
You know,
like
I'm a strong believer of, like, if you don't know something, tell me about it. But in a situation like that, you got to pretend like you know what's going on. You really do. See, I'm past the point of pretending like I know when I don't. So if someone's talking to me about some political guy and they bring him up, like, you know him, right? I used to say yes. Now I just say no. Oh, no, I don't. Tell me about it.
I say yes to just keep the conversation moving.
Yeah, but why?
Because I don't want.
Why lie about it?
I don't know if I want their explanation, to be honest.
In this case, I think he needed to lie about it.
Hey, Covino, you know, you work at Fox? Do you know,
Frank Robertson?
You know?
He works at the Fox Sales.
I don't. Should I know about him? Why would I pretend about something stupid like that?
I think I heard of him. What about him? hey, you guys know Brian Fenley?
Brian Fenley? In fact, I do.
Yeah, there he is.
Good
What's up,
guys? Guys, good to finally work with you again. It's been a little while.
I know, man. What's going on?
Well, the Rose Bowl is going on right now. A pair of goose eggs on the board here for number 8 Utah, number 11 Penn State. Plate tectonics, if you will, when it comes to playoff scenarios. But the Seahawks, even though they had that little midseason malaise, they're still in the playoff hunt going into Week 18.
Yeah, no, and I'm telling you, the Seahawks would, but if they beat the Rams, which I hope doesn't happen because I want that Sunday night Detroit-Green Bay game to be in and win. And if the Seahawks win, Detroit's out, right? That's sort of how it works if you do the math there. So I'm rooting for the Rams to beat the Seahawks this week because I think it would be way more fun for football. I think we could all agree.
Thank you, Brian Fenley. Happy New Year. It's Covino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. And DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CRSHOW for a special offer when you sign up.
That's code CRSHOW only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, we're going to take your phone calls. Jack, Brandon, you guys, everyone hang on the phones. 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to all that next. Things that make you go, more next with Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Sort of depressing to think we partied like it's 1999. 24 years ago. Unbelievable. Woo. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio.
Whose house?
Rams house.
It's Covino and Rich's house. CNR on FSR.
Make some noise.
Hope you had a nice weekend. Happy New Year. CNR on FSR. At Covino and Rich. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. Anyone listening there? Everyone on their ride home, hope you had a good day. Back to the old grindstone today, as my mom would say.
What are you, Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, she grew up in the 1800s, I guess. Worked at the mill. I don't know.
The mill.
A lot of people go back to work tomorrow, but thank you for being here. And remember, subscribe to our podcast for free because we're giving away our bribery balls. If you leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts, you qualify for a CNR football, and we start giving them away this hour.
Can't wait. I wanted to give you a couple more things that make you go, and remind you we're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Couple more quickies of things that maybe go, you guys see the Thibodeau? Thibodeau, he sacks Foles, and then Spot thought I was speaking a different language for a second.
I mean, he said like, I don't know. I don't know what I just heard.
Nick Foles. You saw this
play, Danny G? He pronounced his name two ways just to make sure he covered both.
I think it's Thibodeau, but then I hear Thibodeau.
I've heard it both ways.
I've heard it both ways too. So I was like, Thibodeau. No, Thibodeau. Anyway.
Commit.
He sacks.
You know, it's like Luka Doncic, Doncic.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm in, as you know, if I haven't made it abundantly clear.
Luka Doncic.
Well, no, Spot. There are guys that when you don't cover them day to day, I don't know if you can think of someone on your team, but, you know.
Just say Luka. Yeah.
I make it abundantly clear on the show. If you don't know already, I'm a Niners fan. Newsflash to anyone? I don't think so.
You're talking about the Snow Angel?
No. Yeah, I was going to say. The Thibodeau. I'll get to that in a second. But as a Niners
Tom Brady.
As a Niners fan, Brandon Ayuk. I'm telling you, whoever covers the team week to week, broadcasts I hear call them Ayuk.
The worst is UFC because you have all these foreign names, right?
And Joe Rogan's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you hear so many different pronunciations. You just pick one and roll with it.
Trust me. The easiest way, when Covino and I, let me give you a little trick. If I'm interviewing an athlete or a rock star or a pop star throughout my radio career, whether it's music or sports, if it's like a guy that you don't know well enough, let's say it's a draft pick or someone that's not a household name or an up-and-coming musician, just look them up, YouTube them, and see if someone else says their name. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Like Gal Gadot.
Yeah, is it Gal Gadot? Gal Gadot?
It's Gal Gadot.
I just thought I heard a little Sabahu.
Thibodeau.
I heard a little Sabahu.
Well, hold on. He's getting a lot of crap, rightfully so, but he didn't realize. He sacks Nick Foles.
Yes.
And Nick Foles is laying there gyrating.
Looks lifeless.
Like he's going, a terrible scene.
It's terrible.
And this guy's doing snow angels next to Nick Foles.
The visual is so bad.
Like, as the memes are like, there's Nick Foles dying and Thibodeau is doing snow angels.
You know what this reminded me of? Remember the mascot Rocky when they were lowering him down into the arena? The mascot, the guy inside the costume, he fainted. And so they lower this lifeless body down, and the Denver Nugget dancers are still doing their routine around this lifeless mascot.
Are you sure this wasn't Weekend at Bernie's?
No, I'm telling you. Speaking of music, back in the day, Danny G, you come from the R&B hip-hop world. Do you guys remember Casey and JoJo?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is one of the, I don't want to say best because it's terrible, but it's one of the best clips.
So Casey and JoJo are performing like 20 years later.
Oh, my life, I pray for someone like you. And they're really, they're really belting it out.
And one of them just faints. I think it's JoJo or Casey or Thibodeau or Thibodeau. One of them faints and the other one's like, F it. And they just keep performing with the other one just laying there.
Show must go on.
For a good 20 seconds until someone just comes out and picks him up.
But you could see in that play, he doesn't know the severity of the situation.
Of course.
It was just bad timing
and he
to do snow angels.
I think anyone, whether it's Jeff Saturday or anyone criticizing, listen, in that moment, when you sack a player, you celebrate. It's what the NFL is all about, right? Celebrations. We can't say we love it one second and hate it the next.
Especially New Year's weekend.
It was a celebration.
It's a celebration.
And he just didn't realize that Nick Foles was, if you missed this clip, look it up. Nick Foles is like gyrating.
It really is.
It's
so
scary.
Bonkers.
Nick Foles is having a scary moment. Meanwhile, he's doing snow angels next to him. Another observation. The Miami Dolphins might be the biggest letdown of the year. When you think about how fun and hot this team was early on, and Tua was like an MVP candidate, that story is such an old news story now.
It's like a relationship that starts off so hot and heavy and then just fizzles.
What about just in the college football world, that month layoff? Do you think that month layoff has to be a thing of the past? Like, we're talking like Michigan could argue that they could arguably have been the best team all year. A month sitting around doing nothing, waiting for this, that can't help your team chemistry, can it?
Never, never. And how about Major Tutty, the new Commander mascot? What is that about? Weakest or awesome?
It's a good question. Save that, because I think I might want to talk more about Major Tutty.
Made me say,
And whether or not some of these lower-end playoff teams are any thing to worry about come wild card weekend. We'll get to all that. And of course, your phone calls. I'm sorry.
And your bribery balls.
And I hope no one's mad for hanging. We'll get to your phone calls next. More Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.